Jesus. What was that?
That wasn't supposed to be part of it.
What was it?
Did it come from upstairs?
I don't know. It didn't come from down here, it doesn't look like. Do you want to go check?
I think we have to investigate it real quick.
Okay.
It's another episode of What Did You Google This Week?
Last week.
Oh. Yeah, it doesn't matter. What did you Google either of those times? What's the last thing?
The last thing was Jake and Amir Patreon.
Shout out Jake and Amir.
Yeah. Have you noticed that all podcasters are going Patreon these days?
Yeah, man. That Pomplamoose motherfucker must be rolling in it. Does he get a cut?
They must. Patreon must get a cut.
Well, the last thing that I searched for was Eric Lloyd. Who's Eric Lloyd? I'm sure you're asking.
I am.
Unless you're not. In which case, I'm impressed. You know your Tim Allen movies. He is the kid from the Santa Claus.
Oh, is he doing anything else?
He is currently 33 years old.
Mm-hmm.
IMDb still says known for the Santa Claus. So
not an actor anymore. Or is he still acting?
Unclear.
Do you think it's better to be a child actor that got in and out, or to try to hold on to that?
Well, if you like acting and you're not a total head case, I'd say hang on to it.
Can you think of a successful child to adult off the top of your head?
Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff is a singer.
Yeah. Dad ass, though. It's pretty successful.
Is that how you measure success?
How do you?
You're right.
Macaulay Culkin? He's now a successful podcaster.
Yeah, but he's been roller coastery.
Yeah. Well,
not even really, actually.
No, I don't think he had that big of a rough patch. Like, he never did, like, a drug phase or anything. He never got that old while still in the business. He got out early enough, I think, right?
No, I'm pretty sure he got chewed up a little and got into the drugs.
Did he?
I think so.
Well.
But, like, not too bad. Like a good amount, probably.
Just the right amount.
Yeah.
An interesting person amount.
Like Drew Barrymore. Same story.
Right. That's a good, better example.
Yeah. And then there's the ones that didn't make it. Like you.
Lindsay Lohan.
We're all thinking of Lindsay Lohan right now.
I heard she was making a comeback. And
is she?
Looking pretty good again.
Is she in that Netflix movie with Ron Weasley?
I don't know.
Or show, maybe it is. I think I keep seeing a promo and there's a girl in it that looks like her, and I don't know if it's her or not. And I have been too lazy to IMDb it.
Okay, it's time for another superhero question.
Sweet.
Well, actually, supernatural. Well, you could be a superhero, I guess. You'll see.
Okay.
If you could learn one spell, what would it be?
Spell?
Yeah.
Can you help? Can you define spell a little better? Like, what do you mean?
You get like one power through some sort of magical incantation.
Okay, so I have
it's reusable.
Yeah. I might go for like a healing spell. Is that lame?
It's so lame. You're going to play the medic?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that, I mean, every team needs a medic, so.
It's a very selfish
selfless
spell. Well.
Oh, it only heals you, you're saying.
No, I'm saying I'd only use it on me. Not that it would only heal me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. What spell do you have in mind?
I was thinking of a grow spell.
What?
It just.
Is you this can about make your small dick again?
Well, I mean, it has multiple applications. I was thinking more like a Power Rangers, like Rita throwing her staff down,
yeah.
Make my monster grow.
Are you sure this is not about your dick?
Wait, I just realized. It's clearly.
What the hell? Why would you pick a... Like, I'm so mad at you right now. Heal spell was way more practical. Like, you made fun of me for being the healer, and your spell is grow? That's what you choose.
I could have a giant cat.
Yeah.
Like, enormous. Like a Godzilla-sized cat.
You want a Clifford the Big Red Dog, but...
Cat. Oh, yeah. It should be a dog, actually, because a cat you wouldn't be able to control.
Yeah. If you made a cat giant, it would just think of you as a mouse and bat you around without killing you, and then...
Take a nap. Eat me later. Yeah. Eat my paralyzed body when it felt like it.
Yeah. I still can't believe that you've chosen grow as your spell.
I didn't have a lot of time to think of it. But I would not be upset. I wouldn't be mad about locking in that final answer right
Could
now.
Could you then shrink things, or do you only have
no. grow?
This is the worst. It's an awful spell. You've chosen terribly.
I'd make my car huge.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to shrink it. What would you do with a giant car?
Run over people. Run over houses.
You're describing a tank.
Yeah. All cars would be tanks to you at the drop of a spell, the drop of a few words.
Yeah. That's so dumb. I can't believe you picked
Crow. Or you could have like miniature versions of things made, like Capsule Corp in DBZ.
Oh, or Ant-Man.
Or Ant-Man, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just have
I don't think
a house in your pocket.
I don't think that would work. Your miniature would have to be so like this.
So detailed. Yeah. They'd have to be really simple objects.
Yeah. Like you couldn't do a house. It'd be the jankiest, like the tiniest imperfection in the model would be the worst.
Yeah.
Like how do you make hinges that small for the doorway?
Yeah, it's like some microscopic 3D printing shit.
Yeah. I mean it's growing on me, your choice.
See what you did there.
But I still hate you for choosing it. I think you chose wrong.
I think you'll wait and see.
Yeah, I'll wait and see.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by the one and only original cardboard box. Store stuff you don't care about that much.
Build a fort, too. Jeff, you will receive $1 million to live and work in Japan for 5 years. Do you accept?
Is the $1 million also my living? Do I get it after I've worked and been paid?
I think it's your salary.
$1 million for 5 years work.
So $200K a year.
Yeah, I'd fucking do it.
Yeah, me too.
Japan's sweet. Love anime. And I love getting girls' panties out of vending machines.
That's all we know about Japan, isn't it?
Those are the only two facts.
It does seem like a cool place, and like a lot of people go over there to teach English and not make $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
And they love it. So it seems like the number is too high for the question. Like maybe if it was like a modest salary.
Yeah.
So, like, would you do it for a modest salary? Like, maybe a little less than what you make today?
I think I still would, yeah. Because Japan's somewhere I've wanted to go anyways, just for leisure.
When I wrote this question down or marked it as one I wanted to ask you, I thought of your aversion to... You can't do that on the mic.
I can't scratch my teen beard across the pop filter now.
That makes noise, it turns out.
Delicious ASMR noise.
No, bad noises. We're hurting people's ears. Anyway, I thought of your aversion to sorry. I can't believe you thought that was okay to do.
We got new pop filters, folks. These are the kinds that go directly over the mics. So now they look like ice creams.
And Jeff and likes to rub his face on the ice cream pop filter. I thought
they tasted
good. And thought it would be fine mid-recording. Not a problem at all.
This is a learning process.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought of your aversion to traveling. And maybe that would prevent you from wanting to go to Japan, even if it was for $1 million.
I hate flying so hard, but it's only once. You only have to fly once and then you're there for 5 years and fly back. I could deal with that.
Okay, so that's interesting. So it's the traveling part of traveling that you don't like. It's not the being at the place.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
You just don't like planes and transportation that much that it ruins the rest of the
Mostly. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Very interesting.
Like a day of traveling on planes is like, to me, realistically negates about 2 days of being at your vacation destination.
Right.
So it's hard to like make a vacation where you can outweigh the pain of travel with the time spent at the place for me.
Right. You need like 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Interesting.
And then you factor in all the other shitty things of like your hotel bed sucking and
right.
other stuff. But like when you're living there for 5 years,
you get to set all that up.
Yeah, exactly. It's like being at home. So,
yeah. So you'd be into that.
Yeah.
So you would move. You'd rather move to another country than vacation there almost.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really interesting. Is there a downside to the whole moving to Japan thing? Like, is there something that is that sort of keeps you not wanting to do it, or?
I don't know. I guess that I'd probably just like be a little freaked out for a month or something.
Yeah.
While it still felt really foreign.
Yeah. What about the language barrier?
I feel like you can get by with technology pretty easily now. Right. Like you can order food and stuff on your phone. So you probably wouldn't have to talk to anybody.
Do you think you'd pick up the language? How much Japanese do you think you would know in 5 years?
I would try to become fluent.
But do you think you would become fluent?
Realistically... I would probably have about as much mastery as I do over French.
Right.
Which is sometimes if there's a sign in big letters with no other words around it, I know what it means.
Do you rehearse phone calls before making the call?
Yeah. And just conversations in general.
To me, it would be weird if you didn't.
But they never really, or they seldom go the way, like I never get to follow the script the way I have it laid out. I always end up winging it, fucking it up, regretting it that night in bed.
Yeah.
Staring at the ceiling.
Well, I mean, in your head, when you're rehearsing it, you're very eloquent and you know everything they're going to say and you have an answer locked and loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And like if it's any sort of argument, you're coming out on top. So easily in rehearsal.
Exactly. Not so easy in practice.
Do you have, after a fight with someone, you replay that fight in the shower, right?
Yeah, and versions of where I could have saved myself.
You do so much.
Or launched a sick burn.
Yeah, you do so much better.
Yeah.
Later.
I also rehearse... if you can call it that, like instant messages. Like
what? How do you rehearse an instant message?
Like how many times do you type a text and then back it up and retype it?
With texts, not as much, but emails, I'll sit on an email for 48 hours.
Yeah, you should. They say that's a good idea, especially if it's a heated email.
Yeah, I've definitely used type that. A draft. I've definitely used that technique and it's worked.
Yeah.
Where the next day I'm like, wow, this is very angry and not productive.
Yeah. Drafts are your friend. This episode brought to you by Drafts. Because you probably fucked it up.